Well, welcome everybody. Do you realize this is our last conference call that you have with me out of the year? We started way back in October, and so we're actually coming back to where we started from. We're coming back to the learning event, which is RL 101, which is called Identify Your Leadership Strengths. So I'm excited to hear how things have gone for you over the last year, because it feels like it's been a little bit of a journey, and you've definitely been on some journeys to Arctic Winter Games, to Iqaluit, and then some of you have been doing many other things since then, and I know there's also community engagement projects going on. So if you think about that, October was only, 6 months or so ago. So you've packed a lot of into 6 months, so that's great. So I am hosting this conference call from the traditional territory of the Kwamlyn Dun First Nation and Tonquashin Council. And what we'll do is we are going to sort of finish up talking about leadership qualities. And at the beginning, if you can think way back to October, you described people who you found were leaders in your own lives. And we talked about how the Youth Ambassador Program can help you become a more confident leader. So today and also next week, to sort of finish this learning event and to help you wrap up your Youth Ambassador experience for this year, we're going to learn something about what we call core competencies for recreation leadership. And competency is just a really big word for things that you know and things that you can do and things that you feel are important. So it's kind of a combination of things, and they help you do a better job at things. So that's why the word competency is important. Once you understand what these are for recreation and sport, I'm going to ask you to use them to sort of understand where your journey as a leader has taken you from so far and where you'd like to keep going. So that will lead into next week when you have one last activity to do for me. So let's start with some introductions, as we always do. And like I mentioned, we'll go around in order of your community, so alphabetical order. But Sheila, I won't put you on the spot every time. So we'll start with Sheila, and then we'll go to Rachel, and then we'll go to Chesterfield, and then Coral Harbor, Iqaluit, and Kingite. But then the next time round, we'll start with Baker Lake, so we won't make the same person go first each time. So what I'd like you to do when you introduce yourself is just say your name, because it helps me try and put your name with your voice. And let us know where you're at with your community engagement project. Have you done it? Or are you still planning it? And if you did do it, what did you learn from it, or how did it go? So if you're still working on it, that's okay. If it's coming up later, that's okay too. Just give us a little update on where you're at for it so everyone else knows. So Sheila, can I ask you to go first?
Is it okay if I can be second?
Sure, or we can come back to you if you want at the end. We can have Rachel go first, and then we can come all the way around back at the end of the circle to you.
Yes, please.
Okay, no worries. Thanks for asking. That's important to be able to say that, so I appreciate that. Rachel, are you okay to... You're still which?
I'm still writing.
Oh, okay, no worries. Go ahead and do that. Well, and we'll start with Rachel if it works for Rachel, and if not, then we're going to see if we've got anyone who's joined Glenn's call from Chesterfield. So, Rachel, I know you're at work, so you're welcome. Rachel, if it's difficult to talk, just let us know, because you said you're at work, but I'm wondering if you can sort of just... Well, I know I just introduced you, but how are things going with your community engagement project?
I actually did my community engagement project quite a while ago. It went well.
Great. And did you go ahead with the mini volleyball tournament?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, awesome. So how do you feel like it went? Lots of people participated, people had a fun time, they asked you to do it again. How did it go?
It went well, but it wasn't quite the turnout that we were hoping it to be, just because we didn't have that many people sign up, and we didn't have that many staff volunteer to, like, supervise the gym. But everyone seemed to have fun, and I was actually asked by a couple kids if we could start having more mini volleyball tournaments more often. But, so not quite the turnout we were hoping, but it went well.
Yeah, and you know what? It's really important if you hear from people that they'd like you to do it again, because that tells you how much they appreciated it. And, you know, if things like that work regularly, maybe there's other people who can help with it, too. So congratulations. That's great. Thank you. Okay, let's go. Do we have anybody on the phone in Chesterfield? Did Glenn find it? Glenn, did you track anyone down?
We got kayak. I got kayak out of the gym from a community engagement project, and then we're supposed to have both Kevin and Gavin are working tonight, but Gavin was going to try to get off to get to the call, but he's not here yet. So we've got kayak.
Okay, well, great. So kayak, what we're doing is we're just introducing ourselves, which I think we just introduced you. But my question is, if you're in the middle of doing your community engagement project, how's it going?
Going good. We just finished up for the project I'm doing. New games from grades 5 to 8.
That's great. And how many, were you happy with the turnout that you got?
I got maybe about 7 or 8 or 10.
That's awesome. And did you find that people had smiles on their faces, or they looked like they were having fun?
Most of the kids were having fun. Most of them are just shy to do anything.
Yeah, it takes a little bit sometimes, doesn't it? Well, congratulations. That sounds... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
We just finished the second day today.
That's great. And is it spring break for you today, or is they're just doing it after school?
Can you repeat that?
Is it school holidays right now, or are you doing running your project after school?
I'm just doing it after school.
Hi, it's Gavin here.
Hi, Gavin. How are you doing? And are you helping Kayak with the community engagement project, or were you doing a different one?
I was helping Kayak.
That's great, and then you just had to go to work today.
Yeah.
So how did you guys find working together? Did it work out well to work together on a project?
Yeah, it worked out pretty good.
That's great. Sometimes you have to communicate a bit more, right? Like, say, I'm going to do this, and you do this, or I have to go to work today, can you do this? So sometimes working with more than one person, like when you do a project as a team, that requires really good communication to make sure everything runs smoothly and you don't forget anything. But it can also be easier when you have other commitments, you know, like work or family things or school things that might interfere with your ability to do your project. So that's good to hear. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, next community then would be Coral Harbor. So Mark and Katie.
Carol and Kevin. Kevin just arrived as well.
Awesome.
We're all here now.
Okay, and Kevin, were you helping Kayak and Gavin on the same community engagement project? Okay, so all three of you worked on the same project then?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, well, thank you. Well, welcome to all three of you. I'm glad that you could find the time to join the call, because I think Henry might have one more conference call, but this is the last one with me, so thanks for joining today. So let's go over to Mark and Katie. Maybe you can remind me, did you do your project together or separately?
We're going to do it together.
Great. So how are your plans going if it's coming up Like, you haven't done it yet then, right?
Yeah, we did not do it yet.
And how's the planning going for it?
I have all the plans in my notes, but I just haven't sent it to the rec page.
So what day or days are you planning on doing your community engagement project?
Can you repeat that again, please?
Yeah, when or what days are you planning on doing your project?
Maybe sometime after school and I'll think about it. And maybe in a couple of days.
Okay. And are you guys doing the cooking one?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you might have to make sure you order food or things like that, right? Or pick it up from the local store if they have it.
Some cooking stuff at school that we probably can use.
Mm-hmm. Great. And so do you have, Katie, would you say if it's at school and you can use it, have you asked to use it or do you have to ask still? Or is it pretty much that they'll let you use it anytime when you ask?
We're still going to have to ask first.
Okay. And I'm not quite clear on when the deadline is. Henry, are they supposed to wrap up their project by the end of April, or is it earlier than that?
So everybody has some time until the end of April, so we still have another full month to complete and deliver our projects.
That's great. So you got lots of time then to figure out exactly when the best time is and things like that, and when people want to jump in and do some cooking. So thanks, Katie, and thanks, Mark, for joining the call today. Let's go over to Stephanie. Stephanie, how are things going? Because I know you made some changes to your project. How are things going with your project?
Things are going, I'll say, pretty well right now. Because I managed to go to the elder's home, and I spoke to the manager, and we kind of talked, and I told her what I had in mind to, get for the elders, and she was like, things, they're like, elders, of course, they might not really be interested in, going out, doing stuff, and they had some games, so what I could do was get some stuff which they could use during the tournament, because they have some elders game. So get some stuff they could use, like prizes for whoever wins the games they hold, just between themselves, which I managed to do. I got some few stuff today, some blankets, some crochet, and some things, some t-shirts, and some hair care stuff like hair clippers, hair bands. Because the funding I applied for was it was $500. I thought it wouldn't be enough. So, because I also had in mind getting some fur and silk skin, which they could use in sewing, because I was told they really love sewing too. So what I bought today was $490-something, which I have to submit the receipt to the NYU today. So Lisa and I, we spoke and thought of maybe applying for more funds, more grants, and it's really hard. Because initially I spoke to my aunt, who is an accountant, and she told me it might be really hard for me to get grants, because normally it's the coordinator you guys that had to apply for that and maybe hand it over to us, because you might be in a better position to do that and not us, because where she was, they can't offer. They can't offer me grants, because I'm not part of a business and stuff, so it's really going to be hard.
Yeah, that's a really good point, is it's hard to get grants or financial support for community projects when you're not affiliated or associated or part of a special group or a school or anything like that. So sometimes what you can do is you can find the groups in your community that might help you with that. You know, you might have a wellness committee in your community that would want to help, or a recreation committee, and sometimes going through them can be helpful as well.
We feel great. I have no idea about that good thing, so like...
Yeah, well, it sounds like you've done a lot of work, Stephanie. That's impressive. So I'm really pleased to hear that everything's been working out. Thank you for sharing. Okay, and then let's go to Kingite. And I know everybody's on a different phone. So, Andy, you joined first. Do you want to share a little bit? Have you guys finished your second? I know you did the Christmas community engagement project. Did you also do the Saturday sports, or is that coming up?
I think they're doing this this weekend. I don't know when I'll be going back home, so I don't
know. So it's a little harder to stay in touch with everything if you're not home, so that makes sense. So how about Katz was with Mitch, do you want to jump in and tell us where you and Manu were at then, if Andy's not there?
There. I did one project in December for the elders care packages. We are starting our Saturday sports this Saturday for the next 3 weeks.
That's great. So will that be you and Manu doing it then, if Andy's not there?
Yes, if he comes back, he can join us.
I'm sure you always welcome extra help. So do you have all your activities planned, like which sports and things like that?
Hockey, baseball, and hockey.
Awesome. That sounds great. And Manu, I'll ask you a question then too. Did you and Katsua, did you take like registration forms, or how did you let people know to come to your Saturday sport?
We'll be advertising on the community group on Facebook we have. We'll probably post some posters at the sport too.
That's great. And did you have to arrange anything? Like, did you do healthy snacks or anything like that, as well as having the sports?
Yes. I asked the principal at the school if they can use the dumpster about almost 2 weeks ago. I asked. He said it was okay, so we're starting our project this Saturday.
That sounds great. And so you'll go 3 Saturdays in a row, or will you take a break in there?
We're going 3 Saturdays, yeah.
Wonderful. Well, it'll be exciting to hear how many people come out and how that works. So thank you for sharing that. And then, Sheila, if it's okay with you, we'll come back to you. Do you want to let us know how your community engagement project is going, or where you're at?
I still haven't started it yet.
That's okay. You've got, Henry said you've got till the end of April, so that's almost 5 weeks, 4.5 weeks to go. Can you remind me what your project was that you were doing?
Open art.
Right. That's great. So have you started planning it, or are you just still kind of figuring out how it's going to work?
I'm still figuring it out. Me and Sam are still figuring it out.
That's great. Well, I'm glad to hear you're still planning on that, because it's nice when you plan something to be able to follow through. So we'll look forward to hearing how it goes. Thanks, Sheila. Okay, so I'm going to just share a little bit of information for you that's going to help you. There's one last activity to do for this, for all your training that you've done with me this year. So I'll explain that at the end of the call. But what I wanted to share a little bit about is about what we call being a leader in recreation or in recreation and sport. So you guys are youth ambassador leaders, and you've done a lot of different things, and some of your projects in your communities are more sport-based, like volleyball or Saturday sports. Some of them are maybe more recreational-focused, and then some of them are more around health and wellness, so whether it's cooking or helping the elders out. And so you can do quite a wide range of things as a community leader. But if we think about recreation, which is where some of this training comes from, and sport, across Canada, there's lots and lots of volunteers and also job opportunities for young people or youth in the field of recreation. So as you might notice in your communities, having a community recreation leader and having more than one of them, hopefully, is really important because as a community leader, you're providing opportunities for children and youth to be involved in recreation and sport. And recreation and sport, sometimes there's one person or maybe two people in your community who get paid to do that, but a lot of times we rely on people to volunteer and to do it because they like doing it. So that's what your community projects are about. You're volunteering and you're doing something to give back to your community. So it's really awesome. I'm so impressed and I'm so happy to hear how everything's going. So and recreation kind of began way back, probably when your grandparents were born. It kind of began as a community or grassroots movement where people would volunteer. But then about 50 years ago, governments started providing recreation and they built a lot of recreation facilities. And recreation facilities like arenas and swimming pools, I know you probably don't only have it in Iqaluit, but most of you might have an arena in your community. But they're pretty expensive to build and to run. And so because they were getting more expensive to build and run buildings for recreation, governments like your Hamlet government or other governments who are running those started charging fees. And then eventually recreation got more expensive and not everybody could participate. So we kind of have come back to remembering how important recreation and sport are in our communities, and that to make it happen we have to volunteer. Because if we just sit back and expect someone else to be recreation leaders, sometimes it doesn't happen in our community. And then if we don't have enough leaders in our community, sometimes it's really hard for young people to participate. And I'm sure all of you on the call can think of when you were children, how important it was to have an opportunity to go to the school gym after school and to play, or in the evenings, or to the arena, or having different activities to do, because they make your life even more meaningful and they help you connect with other people in your community. So recreation is really, really important. When we have more people who are trained in recreation, then we have something called more capacity. So the more trained people we can do, the more opportunities we can offer to participate in recreation and sport. I'm guessing that you can all think of somebody who's come to your community, maybe a teacher, and started coaching a sport, and everybody gets excited about that sport, and then when they leave, that sport doesn't run anymore. So I think it's really important for you and your community to develop some of these leadership skills so that you can help make sure that sport and recreation are available in your communities. So when I use the word competency, like I said before, it means just a combination of the skills, the things you can do, and the knowledge, the things you know about, and the things that you think are important. So some of the competencies that you might already be familiar with are things like preparing a healthy meal or being part of a team. And we just said that if you deliver your community engagement project as a team, it requires really good communication. So that would be, communication would be a competency. So you kind of know a bit about communication and maybe practice doing it, and so you get better at it. In recreation, we have 13 different core competencies for our leaders. So, Rachel, I think you're working in a role with your recreation department. So some of these you might understand from the role that you're working in already. The competencies are sort of a way that we think about what a recreation leader needs to do and needs to know about, and that helps them be a good leader in their community. So through our Recreation North training program, we've developed different learning events like this one that you're doing right now based on what some of those competencies are. And the idea is that as you feel like you get a bit more knowledge and a bit more skill and you feel more confident doing things and you become more capable in leading in recreation and sport. So if you look in the learning event, in this one that we're doing right now, there's a activity number 4, and it just helps you understand what each competency is. You just sort of flip through it and get to know it a little bit. And then we also have in this learning event, there's something called a self-assessment. And that self-assessment is in the bottom of the learning event if you scroll all the way down. And you don't have to do it, but it will help you with next week's activity. So I think I've talked a lot because I feel like when I start to talk too much, I need a drink of water. So I'm going to ask you guys, we're going to go around our circle again, but I'm not going to put Rachel on the spot this time. We're going to start with Chesterfield this time with Gavin Kayak and Kevin. And here's a question for you, and if you want to pass, that's okay too. But I'd like to ask you, over the past 6 months, so since we first talked way back in October, what is one thing you've learned about yourself as a leader? So what is one thing you've learned about yourself? Do you want to go first? That'd be Sheila?
Yeah.
Okay, so that sounds great. So what's one thing that you have learned about yourself as a leader over the last 6 months?
What I learned about myself as a leader through the Youth Ambassadors program is leadership is about people, not tasks. If you do everything, you can help your team grow in six weeks.
I really like that. Let me see if I got that right. You said that leadership is about people and not tasks. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's a really amazing way of putting that, because it makes people feel important when you put it that way. So thank you for sharing that. Did you write that down so that we can remember it?
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you. Okay, well, since Sheila went first, then maybe I'll go to Rachel next. Rachel, over the past 6 months, what have you learned about yourself as a leader?
Can I test?
Sure you can. No worries. If you want to jump in at the end, just jump in further on in the call.
Yeah.
That's totally okay.
Yeah,
and let's go to Chesterfield then. So I'm wondering if you guys, you can decide who's going to go first. Just tell me who's speaking so I can recognize your voice. So out of Gavin, Kevin, or Kayak, whoever wants to jump in first, second, and third. What is one thing you've learned about yourself as a leader?
This is Kevin. The one thing I learned about being a leader is the thing I've learned about myself is I learned to speak more clearer for me.
That's great. Yeah. So is that something you've been practicing too?
Yeah.
That is really important because when you speak clearly and you come across as being more confident, right? And then people see you as a leader in the way that you present yourself. So thank you for sharing that. Gavin or Kayak,
Gavin,
do you want to jump in?
Oh,
okay.
Kayak had you run to the loo.
Okay.
We'll come back to him, but Gavin's here and he's thinking, he's looking to the sky and waiting for something to come to him.
Okay, so one thing he's learned about himself as a leader is sometimes you have to be inspired, right?
here he is, Carolyn.
Okay.
As a leader, I learned that you have to be a quick thinker or quick...
Like a quick thinker, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah. So sometimes things come up that are unexpected, right? And you have to know how to respond. So that's interesting. Thank you. Okay, and we'll come back round to Kayak and Rachel then. So, Katie, how about yourself? What's one thing you've learned about yourself as a leader?
Self-awareness.
Yeah, so by that, do you mean kind of watching yourself a little bit or just knowing what you're doing and how it affects people around you?
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you. And Mark, how about yourself? What's one thing you've learned about yourself as a leader?
Okay. Same thing as Katie, self-awareness. I inspired a lot of people to do a lot of things in life, and I just gained more experience.
That's great. So as a leader, you've learned that sort of inspiring or encouraging other people is important too, right?
Yes.
Now, I don't know if you guys can hear in the background, but I'm on grandma duty today, and my granddaughter's 14 months old, and she's crying because she can hear my voice, and she wants me. So her crying gets louder. I'll just bring her in on the phone. So just thought I'd let you know that. Thanks so much, Mark. Stephanie, how about yourself? What's one thing that you've learned about yourself as a leader? Are you still on the phone with us, Stephanie? You might be muted. I'm not sure. There, I can sort of hear you. Okay, let's come back to Stephanie then, because I can't tell. Maybe sometimes we have problems with the connection. So how about Andy? What's one thing that you've learned about yourself as a leader over the past 6 months?
Patience, I believe.
Oh, that's a good one.
I have nothing. I think of this past. I have nothing to pretty much.
Patience is hard, eh? Like, definitely. So thank you for sharing that. And Katsua, what's one thing you've learned about yourself as a leader over the last 6 months?
The importance of working as a team.
The teamwork, that's a really good one, because leaders don't only work by themselves, right? They work as part of a team, so thank you. And Manu, how about yourself? Have you learned something about yourself as a leader over the last 6 months?
I got better at advertising what we're going to do in our school and, facilitating. Yeah.
Yeah, so sort of sharing ideas with people, encouraging people to participate, motivating them. Is that sort of what you mean?
Yes, exactly.
That's great. Yeah, that's good. And this is your second year with the Youth Ambassador Program, so it's interesting to see how that's changed from last year and where you took it during your second year. So thank you for sharing that. Rachel, did you want to jump in at all, or are you still tied up there?
Yeah, I think it's quite enough to go ahead now. So I learned that as a leader, you influence and make an impact on the spirit and other people around you. So what Katie and Mark said, self-awareness is critical. You have to know your strengths and how and when to use them. And it could be by self-improvement or by having others who can lean into like supporting and leading in areas where you don't, where you need the help. So again, like the other ambassador said, also teamwork is important in leadership.
That's great. Thank you, Rachel. You said a lot of really important things there about influencing impact. Knowing who you are is part of, is your, you know, being a leader as well. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys have a really, yeah, and you're right. You commented on what other people have said, Rachel, and I think you're exactly right. Like, there's a really rich understanding of what a leader is in your group. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
Glenn, is Kayak back if he wants to jump in with what he's learned about himself as a leader?
Yes, to pass.
Okay, sure. And Stephanie, I'm not sure if you're still there or not. You want to jump in?
Oh, I'm here.
And so what have you learned about yourself as a leader over the last 6 months?
Actually, I'm going to say patience and an important part to become management, because like, despite everything, the work and the school, I still manage to get time for children and other commitments and stuff. So like, just
okay. That's great. Thanks, Stephanie. Well, thank you, everybody, for sharing sort of your thoughts. Those are important to reflect on, because you will answer those again in the activity that you do next week. So it's good to hear what other people are saying, and I appreciate how some of you reinforced what each other have said about what you've learned about yourself as a leader. So you probably already know this, but just keep in mind that being a leader is something that you're going to explore and also work on throughout your life. So, you know, being a leader is not something we ever get to the end point in our journey. It's a little bit of a journey. And so it's important to, like you all have described, to be open towards learning and growing. And that supports you in becoming a stronger leader in your own personal life, with your families, and in your community life as well. There is the opportunity for anyone who feels like they would like to continue growing as a recreation leader to continue with the learning events with the Recreation North training program. You could come and start those with the other ones with us. You've already done 4 or 5 of them, and if you do 12, you get a certificate that you can put on your resume. So if that's something that interests you, please let Henry know or let myself know, and we'll help explain how you get into that as well. And it's the same type of thing. We do a weekly sort of, we do a conference call and we do an activity. So some of the other youth ambassadors, we've had a couple who've gone ahead and finished all of the training and got their certificate. So I'd like to just wrap up our call on reflecting how you might continue growing as a recreation leader. And so you might want to, if you have a pen and paper, write a couple of notes down so that you can share it with each other, or so that you can write it down so that you have that sort of idea when you're working on your activity next week. And if you're not really sure of your answer, that's okay. You can just say pass if you want to. So my question then is, how will you continue to grow as a recreation leader? So, Sheila, are you okay starting again, or do you want me to start somewhere else in our circle?
I can. So what was the question again?
You can,
hey, Carolyn.
How
would you like
to? Oh, sorry. I see what happened. I got just. Okay, my headphones disconnected. So go ahead, Sheila. I think you were maybe talking. Do you want to go ahead?
What was the question again?
How will you continue to grow as a recreation leader?
I will continue to step out of my comfort zone and lead new situations. And I will know that it is okay to make mistakes because I will learn from them and become an even better leader.
That's great. So you'll continue working and growing from there. Thank you. Thanks for sharing that. Rachel, did you want to jump in and share how you're going to continue growing as a recreation leader?
So with my job that I have, I kind of have to, like, always act as a leader inside and outside of work. So with that, I could practice discipline. And I could find inspiration from other leaders and people around the world, like authors of books, for example. And like what Sheila said, I could learn from my mistakes that way, because everybody makes mistakes, and I do make mistakes that way that I need to be held accountable for. I came late. So yeah, so practice discipline and find inspiration from both of them.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Rachel, for sharing that. Let's go to Chesterfield, to Gavin and Kevin and Kayak, whoever would like to jump in. I'm just going to put my phone on mute while you guys are talking because I hear my granddaughter still screaming. So I will be listening, but I'll mute my sound so you don't hear the background. So over to Chesterfield.
Kevin here.
Kevin. I think I would learn how to continue to grow by learning how to speak without stuttering longer sentences.
What do you got, Alan?
Volunteering as much as possible.
Right on. I got something for Kayak here. He just had to step out. He got a call. He had to go home, so he's not here. But Kayak had, didn't ask him this direct question, but I've spoken quite a bit with him because he spends a lot of time in my house. But last night, when he started this community engagement project and getting kids ready for Inuit Games or teaching them Inuit Games because he was an athlete at the Arch Winter Games. He said he saw a lot of potential in the young people, in the young kids that were in grade 5 and 6, and then he was talking about how that made him feel, and that I think he's ready to take on a leadership role for the games in Chester, because Chester used to have a lot of athletes come for Inuit Games. So I think he wants to get back into coaching and working, or get into coaching and working with young athletes in Chester.
Oh, that's awesome. So that's where he's going to sort of direct his energies towards. So, and that's a really, I think there's a real big need for people to take a lead in those games. So thanks for sharing that with us, Glenn.
Yeah, no problem.
On his behalf. Sorry about the interruption there, but I'm sure you guys all understand. So you must all have younger siblings or cousins or things like that. So, Katie, how about yourself? How are you thinking you'll continue to grow as a leader?
Can Mark go first, quick? I'm trying to.
You bet. If Mark knows what he wants to say and you're still thinking, that's totally okay. And you can also pass.
Okay.
What is the question again?
Yeah, how do you think you're going to continue growing as a leader, Mark? Like, what will you keep doing or do in the future?
As of right now, I'm a coach for hockey, for minor hockey, like kids, and I will continue to, like, be a role model to the kids and try to get them getting better at what they're supposed to do during hockey practice.
That's great. And I think, you just said something about being a role model, Mark. And I think as a coach, you're a role model at practice, but also in the community, too. So, you know, that's a really important leadership role to take on. So I really admire that you've started that coaching role.
Thank you.
Thanks. Katie, did you want to jump in, or are you still sort of thinking about how to answer that?
I think I'm going to pass this one.
You bet. You'll get a chance to think about it over the next week, too. So let's go to Stephanie then. Stephanie, how do you think you want to continue, or how will you continue growing as a leader?
Can I pass?
Yeah, absolutely, you can pass. And that's why I said, you know, you just sometimes listening to other people is important. And sometimes we don't have all the ideas as leaders, so it's okay to pass and to listen. So thank you for asking and for doing that. So no worries. Andy, how about yourself? How do you think you might continue to grow as a leader?
I'm going to have to pass this one too. I'm sorry.
Okay, no worries. Kasua, how about yourself?
I will continue to volunteer in my community and help mentor youth. One way is going skating with the elementary students.
That's great. So you're going to keep doing volunteer things and keeping activities going for younger children so that they have someone to look up to and help them get out and be active and go and enjoy themselves, right?
Yes.
Thank you. That's really important. So thank you so much. And Manu, how about yourself? Have you thought about how you might want to continue to grow as a leader?
Growing up in Kingai, there was a lot of activities going on there. There was lots, but they're like fading away right now. And I'm thinking to start weekly sports, probably ask one of the principals in Irish school to use the gym and like do some sports with young kids to help them get better it's like every year people and things like go to tournaments, and we've been I can't say this. I don't know how to say it, but I want to help the younger kids in Kenya to get better at doing some activities and
Yeah, and that's so important. I really hear you said when you were growing up there was lots more to do, and I think, you know, it's going through the pandemic over the last few years, a lot of people and a lot of activities, like people stopped volunteering and some of the activities stopped, so there's less. And so it's hard to come back after that pandemic. So, you know, recognizing what you had when you were a child growing up and thinking about how you can help the children who are growing up now, that's a really great way to keep growing and keep being a leader in your community. So thank you for sharing that. Is there anybody who didn't have a chance who you would like me to come back to about this, or everyone's just sort of listening to each other? To speak up if I missed you. Okay, so that, I think that was a really valuable conversation. I can see how much all of you have grown as recreation leaders and sport leaders and community leaders over the last just 6 months, which isn't that long of a time frame. Next week up for your activity, what I'd like you to do is to develop something called a leadership growth plan. And there is a template, so I laid it out in a Word document so that you can follow that structure and answer the questions. And some of the questions in there are questions that we talked about today already, so they won't be a surprise to you. You can use that template provided, or you can share your own design. And what would be great is if you can share your leadership growth plan in the learning event in number 6 forum. But if you're not sure how to do that or attaching something isn't working, then you can email it to Henry or to me, whichever one you prefer. So that works. So I'd like to thank everyone so much for joining the call today. I'm going to, before I wrap up, I will ask Henry if he has any announcements or anything that he'd like to share. But I look forward to reading your growth plan next week, and I also have really enjoyed getting to know all of you over the last 6 months. So thank you very much, and Henry, I'll just turn it over to you before I stop the call recording.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you, Anne Caroline. Again, yeah, so just a couple quick things. Of course, we have our community engagement projects wrapping up. Again, as mentioned, we have until the end of April to complete those. So if you guys haven't delivered them yet, please make sure that you have all your things that you need. Start preparing, start planning, and start delivering. If you guys have any questions, of course, reach out to your community mentors or reach out to myself. I'm happy to help as well. If anybody is still missing any assignments, or if you haven't completed those, please submit those as soon as possible and submit them to the Rec North forum so that Caroline can see them as well and she knows that you guys are completing those. And one last thing, we do have, or at least I will, we'll do a final wrap-up in mid-May, but I'll give you guys more details closer to that. It'll be a very brief, about 30-minute call. We'll get on the call together. We'll have a guest speaker, hopefully, and we'll do a proper wrap-up of the program. So if you guys have any other questions before then, just let me know. Any questions about the community engagement projects, feel free to reach out, or if you have any questions or if you need any help with anything, just let me know. And, of course, on behalf of the Youth Ambassador Program, all of us here, we just wanted to thank you, Caroline, for everything that you've done for the last 6 months. I know it was a bit of a transition there with Corey stepping down about halfway through, and then, of course, myself taking over. But we appreciate everything that you've done for us, and thank you so much for leading these calls. And again, on behalf of everybody here, we thank you so much for your time and all the work that you've put in with these calls here. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Henry, and thank you. One day I'd like to meet all of you in person. It's so neat getting to know you this way, but not actually having met you. So hopefully one day we can all meet, and I look forward to hearing about your journey as leaders over the next little while. So Kwana Nakunik, thank you so much, and all the best for those of you who still have your community engagement projects to run. So that wraps up today's call. I'll stay on the call after I stop the recording if you have any questions.